Hey listeners, Paul Murphy here, writer and host of the newest podcast that just dropped on the Binge channel, Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes. The world of Jeffrey Epstein is full of conspiracy theories, from the wildly outlandish to the seemingly reasonable. You know better than most that these stories have the ability to take on a life of their own. But I bet you don't know that some of today's most pervasive conspiracy theories, including the Illuminati, can be traced back to one man. His name is John Todd. On this season of Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes, we expose the secrets of John Todd's dark and distorted world. Join me as we travel back to the 1970s to trace the origins of his power and unravel his twisted teachings that include tales of witchcraft, devil worship, and human sacrifice. How did this one man manage to use his influence to change the world for the worse? Find out on this season of Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes. Listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts, or if you're a subscriber to The Binge, you can enjoy all episodes ad-free today. Here's a sneak peek. Have you ever come across an object that you genuinely thought was cursed? Like the videotape in the movie The Ring, or the doll in Annabelle. Seemingly innocent items that when someone comes into contact with them, it changes them, makes them do weird things. Sometimes it drives them crazy. That's how I feel about the John Todd tapes. They're 8 double-sided cassettes recorded in the late 70s.
One thing I'd like to say before I get started, it never seems to fail that when I'm done, few of my brothers and sisters in the Lord have fear in their heart. Seems like every time we talk about the enemy, Christians become afraid rather than stirred up and fighting mad.
That's John Todd's actual voice recorded in 1977. He spoke mostly at churches to anxious Christian Americans who were concerned that their way of life was in danger. And John had a simple answer. He was warning people about a conspiracy involving witches led by a sinister organization.
Could you, in just a few words, summarize what you understand the Illuminati is?
Many people call it the Great Conspiracy, but actually the Illuminati is about 1,000 conspiracies all running at one time.
He said that there were dangerous forces within the government, within culture, conspiring to tear irreparable holes in the social fabric, to threaten good, moral society.
They don't produce rock music to make money. They don't need that money. They own everything anyway. They do it to put demonic influence in your life. The music is a spell, and every witch knows it.
And those forces are more than just power and influence. They were supernatural. Rock and roll isn't just music. It's a spell being cast on our teenagers.
Parents, don't pray that your kids throw out the rock music. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to you.
Amen. And perhaps the most unbelievable part of all, these recordings would reach many thousands of people. People would make bootleg copies and distribute them all over the world. Years before the term viral was ever associated with an amateur recording, John Todd had his moment. And wherever they went, they would inspire fear and violence.
You can't defend yourself with a hunting rifle. It's impossible. Not against the way that it's going to be with the weapons they're going to be using against you. While you're standing there rebuking them, expecting them to fall over, I'll be using a shotgun.
The violent shootout at Ruby Ridge. The fiery death of Branch Davidians at Waco. The radical beliefs of the Children of God cult. They all have John's fingerprints on them. When Osama bin Laden was captured and killed by US forces in Pakistan in 2011, the transcript of John's prison recording was found among bin Laden's meager belongings. And it even continues today. When you read the allegations of the Pizzagate conspiracy or the beliefs of the QAnon movement that sprung up from it, you hear allegations that there is a shadowy organization, the Illuminati, pulling the strings, who practice grisly and depraved rituals, use cryptic symbols hidden in plain sight, and ultimately want to destroy traditional American values. When you hear those, you're hearing John Todd's teachings. When you hear the allegations of the insurrectionists storming the US Capitol on January 6th, you're hearing ideas that spread on John's tapes. This is what convinced me that these tapes were cursed. They seem to have an almost magical effect on people. And I should know, because it's happened to me too. I've been obsessed with them for almost 10 years. I've listened to them countless times, each time scribbling more notes, researching where they were recorded, and speaking to people who were there. It's consumed me. I first came across these tapes at the same time I just moved to the United States from Australia. And the more I learned about John Todd and these tapes, the more troubled I became that this voice and these ideas had deeply influenced the place I now called home. But the more I listened, the more I wanted to know why do these tapes and the man who made them have such a powerful effect on people. And to answer that question, we need to go back to the very beginning, to a time before any of these tapes were ever recorded. The first time John Todd ever told his story to an audience. From very humble beginnings, once John got a taste of notoriety, he'd developed a hunger for more and quickly learned how to get it. Ready for the whole story? Search for Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes wherever you get your podcasts to listen now.